Welcome to another episode of the Rhode Island Gun Rights Podcast. I'm Mike, and I got to say, it's about a minute, and I apologize. I wasn't intended to take this long to get an episode out, but unfortunately, after the March event, which was tremendous, everybody showed up. I'm not going to go over that right now, but it was a huge event and very happy to see the turnout. But after that, we did some, organizational stuff and trying to make some improvements based on that event, as well as take a little bit of time to catch our breath. Then, of course, there's just the regular life stuff that everybody, I'm sure, can sympathize with. Get sports seasons are starting, spring sports, the lacrosse season started, and you got practices and games and, shuttling and taxi service here and there. So anyway, enough excuses. Here we are. We have a reason to get this podcast out. And I will say this is the second recording. As I was doing the post-production on the first recording, it was a long podcast, hour-long podcast. And I talked about a bunch of different things. And I realized, we have to focus on the 50-meter target here and get this information out as concise as possible. So that's what I'm going to do. On Wednesday, May 14th, at 2 p.m., the hearings will start for the Senate side of the Senate Judiciary Committee, doing the same thing we just did for the House Judiciary Committee. Obviously, everybody remembers the old how a bill is becomes a bill. So they have to go through their process. So they're going to be hearing testimony for these bills. Now, we don't have the official agenda yet. And I'll talk about this later on. So we have some, we don't know exactly what bills are going to be heard, but we'll do our best. So let's get these points out of the way here. So as I mentioned, Wednesday, May 14th at the Rhode Island State House, Senate Judiciary hearing on gun legislation. I think I said 2 p.m. already, and we are encouraging people to get there by noon, and that worked really well last time. And to all those that showed up early, thanks to you, we filled all those seats up. So get there as early as you possibly can, fill those seats, and get your spot and get on the list to testify if you'll be testifying directly. Now, if you can't make it by noon, not everybody can, or even by two. That's obviously challenging for people. They've got work. They've got, like I said, just the life. That's something that we all have to deal with. But don't be discouraged from coming if you can't get there by, say, 2 o'clock. Come at any point. These hearings go well into the night. And I don't know if we got that message out, although by the turnout, potentially we did. But yeah, get there as soon as you can after work. I don't think I left until 6-7 o'clock on the last event. I don't recall. It's been a minute. But yeah, get there when you can. And it actually works in our favor because it creates a steady flow, because of course people can't stay there the whole time either. So people leave and people come, and it's that steady flow of people, and we keep that place packed, and it's a great thing. So yeah, we want to see, lines down the road again. Actually, let's see if we can get those lines even further. Let's see if we can get the wait time up to 2 hours. I'd be happy to wait in a 2-hour line to get into the State House. And I don't say I'm happy to wait in lines very often. Let's some of the logistics stuff. Let's hit on that before we even go any further. We do have a landing page for this event where you can get all this information and updated information. This information continues to update, and we update this page as soon as we get things sent to us or things get published. So if you go to rigunrights.com/May14, all one word, so May, no spaces or anything like that. So rigunrights.com/May14, you'll get all this information and then some on that page. First item that we want to talk about as far as logistics goes, let's talk about getting back and forth. Kind of a cool thing this time. Brenda reached out to us and let us know about this. Free bus shuttles. So there are going to be shuttles leaving from two locations. Will be Manville Sportsman's Club, as well as the Riverside Sportsmen's Association. So you kind of got a little bit of a separation there for people that are coming from different parts of the state. And that shuttle will ferry people back and forth to the State House, so you don't have to deal with parking and whatnot and all that good stuff. So if that is something you're interested in, we do have the schedule, which I'm not going to say in the podcast. I want you to go to the website just because we do know they're trying to lock in some of the times to get, you know, get a little bit of extra time in there potentially to give people more time at the State House. So there, that will be updated, but if you go there, you'll see what that schedule is. I do believe the departure time won't change, at least for the first bus, is 1 p.m. And there will be some circulating buses and that type of thing. So again, rigunrights.com/May 14, you'll see it there. Now, when you get to that section for the buses, there is a little sign up button that you can click and sign up to be on the list. Now, before I even go any further, you don't have to sign up to get on the bus. This is not a requirement. All this does is it's very helpful to let us know how many people are going to be taking the bus so they can plan accordingly. The team that's managing all that can plan accordingly. It also allows us to be able to communicate with you should something change. So we can send out an email and or text to you if you put your phone number on that form, so we can give you information as updates happen. So just know that that is a thing. It would be really helpful if you would fill out that little form. It's just name, email, what location you're going to go to, either Riverside or Manville, and if you want to, your phone number, and basically check a box. All right, as far as people who are going on their own, we have a section for directions and parking. Of course, there's a little Google map there you can click on to get directions to navigate there. If you've never been to the State House, I'm sure most of us know how to get there, but just in case. It also has some parking information, areas where you can park. I personally park in Providence Place, but there are options and you can take a look at that. The next big item, and it was a big question that came up last time, was where to get t-shirts. Obviously, we tell you to wear yellow, so we stand out. That goes without saying at this point, but I'll remind you, wear yellow if you can. A lot of people asking us, where can they get t-shirts if you don't have one from the last rally? We have the same list of establishments that have t-shirts. And on that list on the website, we have where it is, the address to it, a link to a map to get there, a phone number to call to ask them. And this is something that we encourage you to do, is to call the place before you go just to make sure they have inventory and then they're not sold out. We did hear a couple of instances because there were so many people that, you know, hey, oh, so-and-so was out of t-shirts. I went there this Saturday and they were out. But just call ahead, save yourself some driving time. And, you know, that's our recommendation. Now, if you're an establishment that does have t-shirts and you're not in this list, we have a link at the bottom. Please reach out to us and let us know and we'll add you to it. That's something that we want to do. So it's not like we're trying to not include anybody in this list. This is just the places that we know. And please reach out to us to let us know if you have yellow t-shirts available and you're not on that list. That being said, in a pinch, Amazon Prime, you know, you get a t-shirt overnight. If you can't find any for whatever reason, or you can't get out and you need to be delivered to your doorstep, that's always an option in the, you know, last ditch effort. All right, let's go on to the hearing information. Now, as I mentioned early on, we don't know exactly what bills are going to be heard. We suspect which ones are going to be heard just based off of the previous hearings at the House Judiciary Committee. And what's listed on the Rhode Island Legislature website and what bills have been proposed. So obviously we know the quote-unquote assault weapons ban is going to be the major one. But there's others. So there are others. What we've done is we've assembled a list here on the website. Again, I'm not going to read down all these bills. But if you go to the website, again, rigunrights.com/May 14, you will see a list of all these bills, a brief description of what they are, and links to the actual bill. We always encourage you to read the bill. Go, you know, when you click on the link, it opens a PDF. The areas that are being changed are either highlighted, what's being added is blue, and what's being removed or modified is lined out in red, and what's going to stay is typically black text. Now, another big issue from the last time, and I talked about this in my previous recording, but I'm not going to get into the weeds on this, was the testimony that people submit. What we've done is when you go to the page, either through your mobile device or through your browser on your computer, on your desktop, you will see two buttons for each section. So the bills that we recommend you oppose that section is kind of highlighted in pink. And underneath that, there's a red button that says click to generate an email that oppose these bills. Similarly, We have a section that's highlighted in green. Those are the bills that we recommend support for. And a button below that, that's also green, that says email the Senate Judiciary Committee in support. Now, here's how this works. Worth taking a minute to describe this. You click on this. Now, if you're on your mobile device, you click on it. It should open your email app within your mobile device, iPhone or Android, and it should pre-populate an email, a blank email within your device. And that will include the email address for it to be sent to, which is senatejudiciary@rilegislature.gov. So that the two fields should be populated. The subject line should be populated with a generic subject line, as well as the body of the email with a very short and concise message that you can send. And I'll actually read it to you. I'll say, for example, on the opposition email, I'll just read that one because it's open for me. Dear Senate Judiciary Committee, I am writing to express my strong opposition to the following bills, and I'll list the bill numbers. These bills infringe upon the constitutional rights of law-abiding Rhode Islanders and should be rejected. And that's it. Sincerely. And it's got a little in brackets, put your name, and then another bracket section where you enter your address. And you've got to type that because only you know that information. And, you know, on the other side of it, we have the same thing happens when you click on the bills that we are recommending support. Now, once this opens up, you're free to modify this. You're free to delete any of the bills that you're not comfortable supporting or opposing. That's up to you. But it's very straightforward, very simple, very, very clear. Same thing should happen on the desktop. If you click on that button, it should open up, you say you use Outlook or, you know, whatever you use on your desktop for email, it should open. And I'm using air quotes when I say should open your email program and pre-populate that email. And you just modify, you add your name and your address, and you can send it. Now, it's impossible for us to know the different variations and setups that everybody has. So this may not work on your computer, right? This we understand that may be an issue. What we have done is below these buttons is a little expansion, a little thing that says expand to preview the opposition email. Another one that says expand to preview the support email. If you click on that, it should show the templated text that we have. You can just simply highlight that, copy it, and then paste it into open your email thing and email app, and then paste it in there. And enter the email address, senatejudiciary@rhodeislandlegislature.gov, which is also there for you to copy and paste, and you should be good to go. Fingers crossed, right? That's the way it should work. So we've done as much as we could to try to make this as simple as possible for people to send emails. That was a huge success, is the amount of testimony that was submitted. We had over 1,500 people sent testimony last time around, and 93% of those people who submitted testimony were in opposition to any further gun control. Only about 7% of the people that submitted testimony electronically were in favor of more gun control. So that sample size is massive, right? And that's a huge amount of great data that we can, you know, use and focus on and pat ourselves on the back, quite frankly, to for the people who did that. So we encourage you to do that. Now, here's some guidance. Now, some people might want to just send their own email. They might want to type out their own message, and that's fine. You know, you're more than welcome to do that. I guess if we were to give you some guidance on that, we have a couple of recommendations. One is keep it brief and concise and to the point. Understand that these emails are, generally speaking, are not read, right? They're not read by the individual committee members. In my understanding, the clerk gets these emails. They tally up whether or not a person is in support or in opposition of the bills, and that's that. So keep it short and concise. Now, on that point, because the clerk is trying to determine what people are supporting and what people are in opposition to, we recommend you send two separate emails, and that's why we created two separate templates, one for the bills you support and one for the bills you oppose. And that way, it's a lot less likely that the person that's recording all this information, like I said, there was over 2,000 actual individual emails sent. So we're recommending that you send two separate emails. That way, one gets open and it's definitively, I'm in opposition to the assault weapons ban bill. You know, it's very clear. You're they don't have to read any further down into the text to see if you support any of the bills, right? If you send two emails, one in support, one in opposition, then it's very clear and very easy to record. So that prevents a lot of mistakes. Now, that being said, I mean, again, we processed and read through hundreds of these emails. There were a lot of emails that were very, very, very long and very descriptive. Unfortunately, you took a lot of time to do that. My recommendation, and I'm pretty certain that other people would agree, is that save those types of emails for your representative, for your senator in this case, or direct to the committee members if you're going to go that route. That way they have a better chance of actually reading that email because it was sent direct to them, not just to the committee and the clerk. So I'm not trying to discourage that. I'm just saying, you know what tool to use for what specific situation. All right, enough on that. Volunteers. So we do have a section at the very bottom on volunteers. I believe it is Brenda Still that's managing this. So if you want to volunteer and help do things like set up tables and help direct people, pass out things at the meeting, and, you know, make signs, all that kind of stuff, please reach out to Brenda at RIRevolver. So that's RIRevolver@gmail.com. Include your name, your cell number, and the tasks that you think you can volunteer for, because it's a lot of work getting this all organized and set up. So please, if you can, we will be sending an email out to people who have already signed up on our website to be volunteers for events. So that'll go out here very shortly. Otherwise, that's all I have at the moment. Like I said, always check back to rigunrights.com/May14. So you can see what is the latest is. We have a date at the top of the page that lets you know when it was last updated. There's a little table of contents there, and right underneath that, there's a last update. In this case, it was Monday, May 6th at 2:30 p.m. that we posted that update, the last update, which was on the buses. So hopefully we will see you there. Hopefully we can show out in huge numbers, more so than we did the last time. And I'm hoping everybody can make it, and looking forward to seeing people. Take care.